Number six, cut your losses. The most important quality for success in business in the 21st century is flexibility. With the explosion in knowledge and technology, combined with the rapid growth of determined competition, both nationally and internationally, products, processes, services, markets, and customers are changing at a more rapid rate today than ever before. You have to be flexible in the face of this rapid and ceaseless change to maintain your mental health, much less to survive and thrive. Charles Darwin wrote, "Survival goes not necessarily to the strongest or most intelligent, but to the species that adapts and adjusts most rapidly to changing circumstances." Remember, fully 70% of your decisions in business will turn out to be wrong or disappointing over time. Fully 70% of your products and services will not succeed in the marketplace or not succeed at the level that you had expected. Fully 70% of your staff will not turn out to produce the quality of work that you had hoped for. Even the best decisions you have made can be invalidated suddenly because the situation or circumstances will have changed in the meantime. Perhaps the most important tool that you can use to remain flexible and adaptable in turbulent times and to deal with the inevitable crunch times that will befall you is what I call zero-based thinking. In zero-based thinking, you stop, stand back, and look at your business objectively, as though you were an outsider looking in. You ask this question, is there anything that I am doing today that, knowing what I now know, I wouldn't get into again if I was starting it up again today? Discipline yourself to ask and answer this question honestly on a regular basis. It takes tremendous courage to confront the reality of your current situation by asking the knowing what I now know question about everything you are doing. Is there any product or service that, knowing what you now know, you would not offer or bring to the market if you had to do it over again today? If there is, your next question must be, how do I discontinue this product or service, and how fast? Management expert Peter Drucker calls this the process of creative abandonment. You must be prepared to abandon any product or service that is draining time and resources away from the sale and delivery of more popular and profitable products and services. Is there any activity or business process that, knowing what you now know, you wouldn't start up again today? Is there any expense, method, or procedure in the operations of your business that, knowing what you now know, you wouldn't start again today? Is there any person in your business who you would not hire back again today, knowing what you now know? If the person walked in today and applied for their current job, would you hire them for that job? Is there anyone in your business who you would not promote, assign, or give a particular responsibility to, knowing what you now know? The failure to ask and answer this question honestly can often lead to the downfall of a business. If there's anything that you would not get into again today, knowing what you now know, you must move quickly to cut it off and get out of it as quickly as possible. This can make the entire difference between the success or failure of your business. Cut your losses. If ever you would downsize, discontinue, eliminate anything or anyone to save your business, you should do it immediately. Don't delay. Cut off all non-essential expenses and eliminate all non-essential activities. Get back to basics. Focus on the 20% of your products, services, and people that account for most of your results. Your ability to cut your losses and your willingness to make the hard decisions necessary in a crisis largely determines your success or failure, both in the short term and in the long term.